But in our newspaper this morning was a
It's a big
brown
hardware
paper
store.
bag marked 15%. And tomorrow and Saturday, whatever you can fit into that brown paper bag, you'll get marked off 15%. And I love a sale at a hardware store. Thank
You
you.
sound like Big Fatty.
Yep. Well, I think his hardware and my hardware is
Oh,
a little
yes.
different from. I'm gonna guess
I was
that.
just saying that he loves a sale.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, oops, Big Fatty. I hope that didn't insult you. Uh-oh. Well, that put. I wonder if that's gonna end up on his
On the
intro.
beginning of his
Oh no.
show.
Oh no. Okay, Big Fatty, if you decide to,
Gooch ends
but
up at the beginning of
that would
Big
be really
Fatty.
weird.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 121 of the BFO for Friday, the 18th of July, 2008. And the full moon is out tonight, so that can only mean one thing. Everything's gonna be a little cray cray. Well, it's that way every day at the BFO, right? Oh, Lord, y'all. The week has just come and gone so quickly. I mean, now granted, Big Fatty wasn't at work at the coal mine on Monday and Tuesday because, you know, that was the end of the California vacation with Miss Kitty. In fact, I've not checked in with Miss Kitty since we've returned. I hope that her gastrointestinal, well, we'll just call it what it is, her fire hydrant of shit has subsided. And, anyway, I have just been very busy at the coal mine catching up on things, and it's just been an interesting week. Plus, now, Big Fatty has his auditions for the show that he is directing, and that is coming up this Sunday night and Monday night. Now, y'all, I'm not quite sure how this is all going to work with the, with Big Fatty in the podcast and directing the play and all this kind of stuff, but we shall see. Now, you know, I'm just gonna have to play it by ear right now, so that's just all I'm gonna leave it at that right now. So we'll see how it all works, plays itself out. Now, I want to just say a couple of things. Number one, I failed to mention that Eric the Southern Boy had a birthday this, I think it was this past week. I don't know. His latest podcast came out at some point. He had a birthday sometime in July. And anyway, he had a birthday, and his comic book boy, his boyfriend, his life partner, purchased him some kind of computer chair, which is unusual since he does not sit at the computer anymore to podcast, but that's okay. You know, we've grown used to the pod fading. So, you know, it's fine. It's fine. Now, a couple of other things that I want to talk about. I mentioned the auditions that are coming up, and y'all, I always get a little nervous about the auditions because you never know who's going to show up and if they're going to be worth a shit or whatever. Now, another thing that I want to tell you about is I'm still using the Snowflake microphone. However, I have repositioned it today, so I'm going to see if this sounds a little different, a little better, a little worse. Meh, meh, meh. Blah, blah, blah. Big Fatty, meh, meh. And the other thing I wanted to mention was I was watching TV, and this is really for the listeners down there in the Southern Hemisphere, down in the Australias and the New Zealands. And I don't think Scotty's listening anymore because, you know, he never comments anymore. And Scotty was a very loyal commenter, but, you know, I haven't heard a, "G'day, Big Fatty! This is Scotty in Australia." But anyway, there was a advertisement for a show that is evidently very popular in the Australias called Kath and Kim. And I don't know anything about it, but evidently it is going to be on the fall schedule. And I think it's going to be on NBC. But it's going to be an American version of it, but it's still going to be called Kath and Kim. So those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, let me know what the fuck Kath and Kim is all about. Is not, well, I don't know. So let me know. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, I am going to go right ahead and get into this cartoon memory lane music. Well, y'all, I don't think you're going to need a hint for today, but if you do need one, let's just say two words, sprockets and cogs. Y'all, if you don't recognize the theme from the Jetsons, then, you know, just go on out and kill yourself or something like that. But that was indeed the theme from the Jetsons, which was a primetime animated television series produced by Hanna-Barbera Productions. And the original incarnation of the series aired on Sunday nights on ABC from September the 23rd, 1962 to March 3rd, 1963. And like the Flintstones, it is a half-hour family sitcom projecting contemporary American culture and lifestyle into another time period. While the Flintstones lived in a world with machines powered by birds and dinosaurs, the Jetsons lived in a futuristic utopia of elaborate robotic contraptions, aliens, holograms, and whimsical inventions. Now, the series was so popular that it went into reruns. Those 24 episodes went into reruns on Sunday mornings, on Saturday mornings, and then they produced additional episodes between 1985 and 1987 when the series went into syndication. Now, evidently, the time period of the Jetsons, the original series of the Jetsons, was 2062. So, do you think that we'll all be, Big Fatty ain't gonna be around in 2062, but do you think the world will be kind of Jetson-like in 2062? I don't know, maybe. Anyway, now you may not understand where the clue came from on today's show. Well, I can explain that to you. George Jetson worked 3 hours a day and 3 days a week for his short, tyrannical boss named Mr. Cosmo Spacely, who was the owner of a company called Spacely Space Sprockets. And typical episodes involve Mr. Spacely firing and rehiring or promoting and demoting George Jetson. Mr. Spacely had a competitor, S.K. Cogswell, owner of the rival company, Cogswell's Cogs. And that's where Sprockets and Cogs came from as your clue for today. Jane, stop this crazy thing! Do you remember the robot's name, the robot maid? Her name was Rosie. And how about the dog? The dog on the treadmill outside? That was... It's Astro. I don't think that was a very good impression. Oh, Lord. How do I get out of this?
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Melinda. Just calling to say I had such a great time at the party. And I love the gays with Logan. Logan, you're fabulous. And honorary gay, I'm so delighted. I hope that that's not the last time I ever hear from you. And Big Fatty, I hope that you're having a horrifying time.
Well, thank you, Miss Melinda. That was Miss Melinda, y'all, and I met her at the San Francisco meet and greet. So that voice letter's been sitting around for a while, but y'all, Miss Melinda was just a delight at the meet and greet. And I want to just take this opportunity to thank everybody one more time who came out to the meet and greets in the San Francisco's and in the Palm Springs. It really meant a lot to the fat one, and I understand that there were some who just couldn't quite make it, but, you know, they're just old and fat, and, you know, what can I say? And if you're not quite sure who I'm talking about, rewind? Do you rewind on an iPod? Yeah, why not? Rewind and listen to the beginning of today's show. That'll be a little clue who I'm talking about. Oh, Lord.
Well, Big Fatty, it's Ryan Starr-Jones. I was driving home from work, which I'm still driving home from work, and I see this enormously fat guy walking down the street with half of a watermelon and his face buried in it. And I just thought of you, and I just figured I'd give you a call and say hello, because nothing says Big Fatty like a big fat guy head first in a watermelon.
Ryan, thank you so much, and I'm so glad that something reminded you of Big Fatty, other than giant testicles or something like that. And y'all, that Ryan brings up an interesting point. I have gotten a couple of e-letters here lately, and some of them had little pictures attached, but several people have sent me some little things that they said reminded them, for some reason or another, of Big Fatty. And one of these people was the one and only Turniphead, who lives up there in the Canadas. And Turniphead found a... he was going to do his laundry in the laundry room of his apartment building. And there was an old manual typewriter sitting on the floor, and he immediately thought of me. Now, I'm not quite sure why this old manual typewriter reminded Turniphead of me. You know, perhaps it is a relic, and clearly Big Fatty is a relic as well. But anyway, and then he went on to say that he was eating dinner, and it also reminded him of Big Fatty, but he never told me what he was eating. I assume that there was some sort of bacon or something involved. I don't know, but anyway, or something that made him gassy. But anyway, I also got, and y'all, please, the reason I'm bringing this up is if there's something that you run across in your day that makes you think of Big Fatty, it could be a smell. It oftentimes probably will be a smell. Or you see a picture or a relic or something like that, and it honestly makes you think of Big Fatty, I want you to call the voice letter number, which is 206-337-1438, because I'm out of voice letters. Totally out of voice letters. But anyway, you know, maybe you'll see a fat guy eating the other half of that watermelon walking down the street. But y'all, I got an e-letter from Michael Perry, who is up there in the Squamish, British Columbia also. And I probably shouldn't have mentioned Michael's full name, but Michael, too bad. And he's also up there in the evidently lots of things in Canada remind people of Big Fatty. But Michael ran across this recipe, and y'all, I have to admit, it's a little strange looking, but in its own way is very delicious looking. And he ran across a recipe, and it was entitled Experiments in Deliciousness. And the name of the recipe is Bacon Chocolate Chip Cookies with Maple Cinnamon Glaze. Ugh! That looks fabulous. But it's like these chocolate chip cookies with this glaze on them, and then pieces of crispy bacon sitting on top of it. Now, as I look through this, I don't really see the recipe for it. But maybe if you are so inclined, and evidently there was bacon in the cookie as well, not just sitting on top. So you evidently have bacon in the cookie, and the pictures and all say that they are delicious. And oh wait a minute, here is the recipe: bacon chocolate chip cookies. It's 3/4 cup of butter, 2/3 cup of packed brown sugar, and you know, if you're going to have brown sugar, it might as well be packed. 2/3 cup of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of hazelnut or almond extract, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 egg, 2.5 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of white chocolate chips. White chocolate chips, 1 cup of dark or semi-sweet chocolate chips, and 2 cups of bacon bits. And it says, be sure to use real bacon, not Bakos. And you bake, mix all that together, and you bake it in a 350-degree oven. And, before you bake them, you roll them into balls. Of course you do, if it's going to be a bacon chocolate chip cookie and Big Fatty's giving the recipe. And then you flatten the dough balls slightly with your fingers. Then you bake for about 10 minutes until the dough starts to run and turn golden brown. Allow the cookies to cool. And then the maple cinnamon glaze is 2 cups of powdered sugar, 1 tablespoon of maple extract, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. And just enough water to make a thick glaze, about 3 tablespoons. And you just kind of drizzle that across the top of it and put a piece of crispy bacon on top. And y'all, I mean, I know that Miss Tim Cormall and Eric the Southern Boy and other vegetarians aren't going to eat that. But y'all, bacon and chocolate chip cookies in the same recipe can't be bad. So anyway, if you run across something that makes you think of Big Fatty, please, please, please take the time to give me a call. I'm out of the voice letters, I've said. And, you know, or drop me an e-letter. Now, Miss Kathy has sent me some more Pepsi points. And Miss Kathy is traveling right now. You know, she lives up there in the South Dakotas, so, you know, if I lived up there, I'd travel also. But she sent me some more of the Pepsi points, and I think she's in Washington, D.C. right now for work. But maybe she's home for the weekend. I don't know. But anyway, remember, Big Fatty collects the Pepsi points per Miss Kathy's demand, and he collects the 8 o'clock coffee thingamabobs too. But if you're going to send me that, I have to give you the details, or you can go over to the 8 o'clock coffee website and find out what you need to send me. It's all kinds of shit. It's the most complicated rebate program ever. I mean, it's not as easy as like getting a paper bag in the newspaper and walking into a hardware store and filling it with chains and PVC pipe and rope and all kind of, oh Lord, it's the full moon, y'all. I told you it's gonna be cray cray. Wish me luck at auditions. Bye. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Meow! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.